is a huge issue. On top of everything else that retailers are still trying to grapple at the moment, when you look at the rising cost of doing business, this is just another area that is a real challenge. So across the country, you've seen a huge increase. I think the average for the year for 2023 across the country is 22%. So as you can see from Ennis, a 25% increase is certainly above the average. What you're seeing is it's a lot of the same culprits are actually the cause of a lot of the increase in crime stats. And what the figures actually don't fully reflect is that retail crime reports of antisocial behaviour are actually not tracked in those stats. So you could imagine the horror of what those numbers would reveal if those statistics were being tracked. So certainly a challenge. There's daily crime issues and antisocial behaviour for retailers, not just a Dublin problem. And I suppose what is the solution? You know, it's certainly more Gardaí on the street, but you know, there's a story that a retailer, a member of REI, tells me, often relayed the story. You know, a lady arrested in store for attempted theft and for attacking a staff member on her 156th conviction, and she was back in the store 2 hours later. So unfortunately, this isn't just a more Gardaí on the street issue. This is more of a justice issue because it's a revolving door and there's no consequence for antisocial behaviour or retail crime.
When you
It's
talk
a
about antisocial behaviour, is it intimidation, harassment? What kind of thing are you referring to there?
It's all of the above. So it's all of the above. It's theft, grab and run. If they're approached, if they're any way confronted, they just get aggressive. A lot of reports of people just literally just walking in and picking up the stock and walking back out. And for staff members, it's not worth their while because it's too dangerous to approach them and try and stop them. So you know, it's become kind of a lawless area in certain parts of the country, most definitely in Dublin.
Does that put pressure on shops to hire more staff, to hire security, or just to have people on the floor at all times?
Well, every retailer will have someone on the floor at all times to certainly look after their customers. It's a really challenging space because retailers are looking at their cost base at the moment and seeing where they can trim the fat out of it because the increase of doing business has just become unsustainable for a lot of people. So there's a balance to be thread there, definitely. But if you look even at Ennis in the last week, it's had a number of break-ins. I spoke to a retailer earlier whose three stores around the country and one gang alone made a swoop into three different counties and robbed over 100,000 worth of stock. So there's a lot of obstacles and hurdles for retailers at the moment in trying to deal with it.
You're the Chief Executive of Retail Excellence Ireland. In your role, you'd be speaking to different retailers around the county. We know that the figures are particularly bad for Ennis, but is it a county-wide issue, would you say?
Yeah, it is absolutely, and it's no different to any other town across the country at the moment. They're all grappling with the same issues. None of it is unique to any county or any area. Obviously, higher populations, higher increases in retail crime and theft, but you're seeing it pretty standard across the country.
And based on the increases we're seeing in these figures, it would appear at least that people are perhaps becoming more brazen, and there are more people who are out there looking to do this type of crime. Is the answer a crackdown and increased Garda presence, do you believe?
Yeah, I think there's a multifaceted approach required for this. Obviously, more Gardaí, which at the moment they are under-resourced and they have a lot on their plate, so more Gardaí, but also more accountability. This type of behaviour and this crime, antisocial behaviour as well, there is no consequence for it. It's a revolving door. It's in and out, and the justice system lets them down. So even for Gardaí to go to the trouble of processing someone through the system, they're let down. They're back out a couple of hours later. We see that constantly from members. So there's no consequence for it. Unfortunately, the justice system is broken when it comes to retail crime and antisocial behaviour, and there's a lot of challenges facing the sector. And there has to be a zero tolerance approach. And I know Simon Harris came out yesterday and said, you know, taking back our streets is going to be one of his top priorities, and I certainly hope that he means and carries that through.
Just to conclude on that, Jean, are there any other issues that people are encountering in relation to this particular problem?
Well, it's certainly a big issue for retailers on deciding how they manage it within their own stores. Just to give you an idea of the challenges that a lot of retailers are facing, we're hearing huge amount of reports that from an insurance fraud perspective, there's a move away from slip, trips and falls within retail. And what you're seeing is there's this big move towards defamation. So you're seeing people come in pretending that they're robbing, making it look like they're robbing something so that they get stopped at the door by the security or by the personnel within the store. and then they're turning around and suing the store for defamation. So there's so many disincentives there for a retailer to even try and stop retail crime, because the likelihood is they're going to end up in court for defamation. So it's a real struggle, and I just think this type of behaviour has to be stamped out with a zero tolerance approach, and for the justice system to follow through on it.